again.
I think we'll do it faster this time.
We'll just, yeah.
Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 96 for Friday, March 4th, 2016.
This is your Uncle Gomez coming to you on the Fat Bike Radio Network. The title of this little one-hour group therapy session is The Weekly Dose of Fat. Please welcome my co-host, Mr. Sven McHammer.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody.
Guys, I had the crazy dream. I was this talking monkey in a crazy town in Milwaukee.
Hey, welcome everybody to Talented JK Living. Tonight's show is brought to you by Surly.
Bikes, parts, chaos.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
So, what's on the show this week?
This week we start the show with the event of the week. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report brought to you today by Quiring Cycles. Scott Quiring is an award-winning frame maker who handcrafts 29-plus fat and the new Triple B Monster Fat, designed to run up to 5.6-inch tires for the maximum flotation exploration platform. Visit QuiringCycles.net to see the fattest ride on two wheels. We welcome both the men's and women's points leaders in the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series, April Morgan and Matt Ecker.
Matt Ecker's beard.
And his beard. We'll talk about our spring shearing contest and drink shots of pickle juice. We'll reveal who will be taking over our Instagram feed this weekend. And now,
it's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week!
The Fat Bike Event of the Week is the Chugach Fat Bike Bash. So I still can't. I'm still butchering it, I'm sure. And we have, Chugach. But fortunately, we have the events coordinator, Lee Hart, on the line. She can tell us how to pronounce it properly.
Yeah, that's the Chugach Fat Bike Bash. It kind of rhymes. And it's up here in Valdez, Alaska, and going to be an Alaska kind of event with a bit of a little bit different nature than you're used to. It's not going to be those another long-distance supper fest because we are in the Chugach Mountains, and we are steep and deep, and that's the way our premier event of the weekend is going to be.
Cool. So you have quite a list of things that are going on. Why don't you run us through all of the fantastic events? It's because there's something every day.
Well, that's right. We've got an action-packed weekend that starts with a little trade talk. QVP and Gary Soquist is going to come to our town and have a regional fat bike summit during the day on Friday the 18th. And then that evening, the festival really kicks off in style with a Ursa Major distilling Northern Lights Criterium in downtown Valdez on the harbor. So we're going to run folks around the harbor, up and down boat ramps and all around, and then they get time credits for stopping to take a sample of Ursa Major distilled products. So that should be pretty fun. We'll have glow sticks that we'll hand out to all the racers and hopefully make some really awesome pictures on the harbor front here in Valdez.
Cool.
And that starts Friday. And then right after that, we go straight to signature part of our events, which is a nice bonfire party at Dock Point. So we'll have big fanes and some more libations for our racers out there. And then Saturday morning starts with a more traditional approach to fat bike events. We're going to have a little cross-country race in town that'll start and end at the ferry terminal on Prince William Sound, go over the river and through the woods and out to the sound and back. We'll have a beginner's loop and a loop for more experienced riders. So that'll be Saturday morning. And then Saturday afternoon, we go back to the ferry terminal and right on the dock with the backdrop of Prince William Sound and the beautiful Chugach Mountains. We're going to have a fat bike rodeo with things like a foot down demolition derby, a bunny hop contest, a bunny hop high jump contest. We're actually creating, like I went out there today and looked at how work's coming along, and we're creating a BMX track out of snow to have a BMX kind of cross event there on the harbor.
Yeah, I think that's the future of fat biking, actually. No, really, BMX. But, you know, things. I like the idea of having a short course thing like you're talking about with this BMX thing, where spectators can watch as well as, you know, people can participate. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And then I think the future of fat biking is actually a dance party sponsored by Hoodoo Brewing.
That's right. Well, we're going to have a party because I like to have a good time here. And but anyway, that's just the prep, the lead up to. We're going to take all those spectators up to Thompson Pass, which is pretty legendary in the realms of extreme skiing. And we're going to debut a free ride event. We were out on the course yesterday doing some preparation and logistics and figuring out how we're going to pull out a 1,500-foot descent down a pretty steep mountain that was actually used back in the day of the World Extreme Skiing Competitions. And we're going to have some of the top downhillers in the state give it a go and see what we come up with.
Nice.
That sounds like you ought to have like a couple of drones above that and maybe some video coverage.
Oh yeah, we're going to load up with cameras. We're going to have drones, GoPros, everything, all kinds of cameras rolling. And one of the finest still photographers in the state, who also does some does a lot of bike photography, he'll be out there taking some photos. So it will be well documented.
Awesome. Cool.
And that the inaugural Fat Freeride Worlds. That has a cash cash prize for the winner, right?
That's right. We've got $2,000 cash prize. One of our sponsors, Copper Valley Telecom, is offering up a cash purse for that event to make it more lucrative for the riders to come out and give her.
Wow, man. It sounds like you've got a lot of fun going on the deck up there for the CFBB. Thanks for being on the show with us and telling us what's happening.
Bye-bye,
yeah, thanks so much for having us and putting the spotlight on us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's up in Valdez, Alaska there, March 18th to 20th, 2016. AK is Alaska, right? Not Arkansas?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, just checking. Just checking. Hey, thanks again, Lee. Great to have you on the show, and I hope the event goes well. Send us some pictures. We'd love to see it.
We definitely will, and send your listeners over to chew-fatbikebash.com where they can learn more about the event and register right online.
Yeah, we'll have a link in the show notes. Right on. Oh, sounds like it's top of the hill there, boys.
Oh, I'm all out of Jamba Juice.
I'm all out of love.
All out of love.
Hey, let's take a quick break, and when we come back to the show, we're going to talk to our special guest, Matt Acker.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa Major at JumboUSA.com.
All right, everybody, we're back. And on the horn right now, we've got Mr. Matt Acker. And his rather legendary red beard. How's it going, Matt?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you doing?
Gomez, why do we have Matt on the show?
Matt holds the points lead in the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series, where there's only 470 points separating the top five positions. Our race win is worth 500 points. So it looks like the season is going to come down to the Fat Bike Berkey in Cable, Wisconsin.
Right on. So, Matt, let's start with how you got into fat bike racing. Just a little history lesson here.
Yeah. So, a couple of years ago, the shop I was riding for at the time, I stopped in there at the end of the mountain bike season, and they said, "Hey, we got the sweet shipment of carbon fat bikes coming in," and asked if I was interested in demoing one for the winter. You know, just try it out, maybe get the word out there, and. I said, sure, you never look a sweet bike towards it in the mouth. So they hooked me up with a carbon fat bike. It was a pretty nice setup. 45 North tires, all the goodies, 1x11. I just started riding that and some local things, kind of getting used to riding in the different snow conditions. We had a pretty good snow season that year here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So that got me going. And then the next year I did the Great Lakes Fat Bike Series, which was last year. And then that ended up going pretty well. I had a good time traveling, meeting all the fine folks in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and of course my home state, Michigan. And then here we are now doing the Great Lakes Fat Bike Series this year. So
leading the Great Lakes.
Leading.
Yeah.
We're talking to the leader.
So, hey, we're probably eight, nine races into the season. Tell us how this season has been going for you.
Well, obviously the standings kind of show. I'm pretty stoked to be leading it right now. Obviously, the Fat Bike Berkey is going to be kind of the final showdown, so to speak. But really, it's been an awesome time. I mean, hooking up with the 45 North crew this year, riding with that team. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of great riders, and really just being able to travel to Minnesota on a couple weekends and throw down with all the fast folks over there on that side of the Great Lake. And it's been a pretty good time. I mean,
yeah,
doing the races the way they are laid out, where, you know, the winter's kind of finite where all the good snow is or isn't.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of travel, and it's kind of a taxing thing to, you know, every weekend get in the car, drive 10 hours sometimes and race. But, you know, just hanging out with all the good people and having some beers and stuff afterwards, dance parties, you know, that makes it all worth it.
So, dance party, whoop, whoop.
So hey, is it safe to say that your race speed has improved at the same level as your beard's manliness? I mean, like, I remember you being around last season, but you didn't have the beard that I just saw up in Marquette. Is it do you think that there's some sort of a biblical Samson beard thing going on with your speed?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, it just seems like as the beard has come into full bloom, really, my legs have really just kind of followed suit. I mean, I think there's some kind of geological happening going on. It just, the stars have all aligned, and it felt pretty good this year on the bike. And yeah, the beard's been coming right along too. So it just kind of goes hand in hand, I think.
Right on. Do you use beard oil to kind of luster it up a little bit?
You know, for a while I didn't, but like with the long winters and being out, I ride most of my miles outside, like my face and like my beard gets all coarse and dried out. So I checked out a few, there's some pretty cool products made like right in Hipster Central, Michigan. So picked a few things up, tried it out. I have to say it seems to help, you know, kind of tame the mane, if you will.
Yeah. Well, Gomez brought both JK and I back some Alaskan beard oil when he was up there last year. And, you know, it lasts a long time and it smells good. And it's, you know, not just for the fur, but also for the skin mm-hmm. underneath the fur. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And his beard is magnificent. And it lived up to, I mean, I was out there slogging through the soft snow for many miles, pushing my bike there in the race. And there were billboards about Matt's beard. Well, little signs.
Right
so,
on.
Yeah.
So we're talking more about his beard than the fact that he's racing some of the fastest guys in racing. I noticed, you know, when we're looking at the list of guys you're contending with, some of these guys are like perennial Shawamagon Fat 40 fast guys. Have you done that Shawamagon race before?
You know, I did a few years ago. The first time I did it, I came out on single speed. I heard a lot of people talk about it. I mean, here in Michigan, we've got races like similar ones would be like the Hors du Jour up to Marquette. Mm-hmm. And so I made the migration over there and gave it a shot, and I had a good time. And I really haven't managed to squeeze it back into the schedule, though. I mean, the fall is so packed with all kinds of good events. I'd like to get back over there, if not this year, but maybe the next year.
Yeah, very cool. So it's, having done it before, at least you have some idea of what the course is like. So that must be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the area is just, especially on that, you get on that Birkebeiner ski trail, it's just super rolling. if you can, if the conditions allow you to carry your momentum, it makes a huge difference. But if you get bogged down at the bottom of those big rollers, I mean, it's just a dogfight trying to get back up. And
always seems like
really there's just a bit of a sprint.
Small lakes at the bottom of many of those parabolic hills.
Yeah, and during the Chequamegon race, it's like sand. So yeah. It just has momentum killers down there.
So Matt, what's your plan of attack for Fat Bike Berkey? You're only 15 points ahead of Jeff Hall in the standings.
Are you gonna sit in like Jeff's back pocket and attack, or are you gonna wait till the turnaround? How are you gonna play it?
You know, Jeff and I have gone kind of head to head a couple of times this season already, where it's ended in a sprint, and a couple. All those times he's gotten the better of me, whether it's been by a wheel or a bike length. But that always helps the confidence factor coming in, knowing that we're stacked that close. So I think I'm just going to continue the same strategy, just, you know, hammer along. I mean, Jeff's not a shy guy. Like, he's not afraid to put the power down. So, stay right with him. Try to throw in my digs when I can, and I'm always down for a good dogfight. I mean, that's what makes it fun. So,
man, you know, I'm totally Facebook and excited to be up there and see you, the top level guys do this. I'll be shooting pictures on the sidelines and cheering you guys on.
Yeah, there should be an elite group of about 10 to 12 riders that it's going to be hard to put time in on, and time will tell. So I know we'll see you in that lead group. And we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It was good chatting with you, and I look forward to running into you at some more events this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, just as an aside, I think we got Ms. April Morgan on. She's actually leading the ladies side of things. And how you doing, April? We got Matt Acker on the line too.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're fantastic. So since we have the two points leaders, I want to stir the pot and see if, April, you want to challenge Matty Matt to a race?
Yeah, maybe we could race on unicycles or something like that.
Can you ride a unicycle there, Matt?
Or if I could race against, maybe if I could race against Matt's beard.
Oh!
Yeah, that might be a tough one. I mean, my beard always takes me to the line. Like, it's always beat me by hair.
Well, we're going to bid farewell to Matt and Matt's beers and rev up some cuestiones para Señorita April. So see you later, Matt.
Yeah, good luck this weekend. I'll be cheering for, well, everyone, but you in particular and your beard.
Dude, I'm totally
right
in your beard corner.
Guys.
All right, man.
See you, Matt.
All right, see ya.
So, you're going to welcome April to the show again?
No. Do I have to welcome her again? How welcoming do I have to be? Hey.
Hey,
welcome to the show, April. We're just winging it right now.
We're aghast at Matt's beard, and now we have to focus. So April's actually been on the show.
It's kind of distracting.
I know. April's been on the show before.
That she has. She's been a guest, and she knows how things work here at Fat Bike Radio.
Yeah, we got the polar bears on gold chains, and she's used to helicopter rides or maybe hovercraft rides.
Hovercraft.
To the starting line.
Yeah, hovercraft.
That would be the 45 North.
Do they have a hovercraft?
You should have me as your agent there, April, because then I would get you like hovercraft rides and stuff. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Hey, so April, you have a slim lead, very similar to Matt's, and the ladies are even more tightly grouped in the first top five podium spots. Only 95 points separate four 45 North girls and some interloper named Anna Zawadowski.
Four to North and five.
How the hell did you girls let some interloper ruin your total sweep of the podium?
Well, technically speaking, there's only four of us, 45 North gals, so there certainly leaves at least one spot for someone else on the podium. But no, Anna's been having a really...
Uh-oh. April. April's been abducted by aliens.
April, are you with us still?
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah?
Yeah, we just kind of lost you for a sec. Now we found you again.
Okay.
So we were talking about Anna and her interloping, and you were saying?
I was saying that that Anna's been having a really good year, and, you know, I think she's kind of an example of, you know, what's kind of happened with the women's side of the Fat Bike series this year has really just been a tremendous increase in a lot of women out there racing. I think she, in particular, has been having an awesome year, had a really great race. I remember at Penn Cycle Fat Tire Loppet, nabbing the third spot on the podium there. So really neat, and Anna actually comes from a triathlon background. So seeing other disciplines kind of pick up fat biking is really great for the sport, and you know, I'm pretty excited about her. She's a Minneapolis local, so definitely get to see her and participate in some local events with her throughout the year. So
cool.
So right now it looks like she's got that fourth spot on the podium, at least throughout the Berkey, right?
Right on.
So, April, what is your favorite race out of the Great Lakes Fat Bike Race Series?
So my favorite race is, it's always kind of been Fat Bike Berkey. I think mostly, they just do such a phenomenal job. They put on a really epic event. It's a great course. It's got great grooming. It's got a really awesome post-race party.
Sponsored by FatBike.com. Really thank you.
Together and, yeah, there you go. I think really they just, you know, any race that draws 1,000 people is going to be pretty epic and awesome. So
the stars do
come out.
Yeah, I think
for that reason it's kind of my favorite. It draws a big crowd. It's competitive.
Killer, Fat Bike Berkey. And now you're coming up to the Fat Bike Berkey against, dun, 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 two-time winner Jenna Reinhart. So, do you have a plan to totally conquer Jenna, or if all the she's not part of your team, but if you and Danielle and Jill and Anna are all in one big elite group and you're just watching each other looking for cracks, when are you going to attack, or you just hang together and try and sprint for the line, or is that a secret?
Jenna's a really, obviously, a very strong racer. She's been pretty talented for a lot of years, and she doesn't necessarily show up to a lot of fat bike races, but when she does, she always kind of brings her A game. So definitely don't expect anything different from her this weekend. What's kind of unique to Berkey and maybe to a lot of the races in the Fat Bike Series is it's got that whole mass start component. So we certainly have that opportunity early on in the race to mix it up with the men, and for the women, at times, it is very difficult to really form women's packs in races like that. It becomes really, you know, just kind of a mass event. And so I know early on I'll be looking to try to make that good break. Jenna's generally a very good starter in the beginning of races. And so my goal will certainly be able to match her pace initially and really try to get in with a great group initially. I think the beginning of the Berkey race is quite hilly. And so I think the second half probably suits me a little bit better as a racer. And so that will be kind of my strategy is to try to get in that front group with her and then, hope that a season of fat bike racing has done me well.
Yeah. This season's just a little different with how they started out because you get like a mile rollout that's pretty much on a gravel road before you actually hit the trail. So it's going to be a little bit different than previous Berkeys. And I think that's going to be interesting because, maybe it'll let you get, you know, maybe a little bit of a break on some of the citizens.
How about forming that 45 North train with Matt Acker's beard right up front and just...
It would be nice to get some...
sketch off a beard.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I would just say maybe bring a bungee cord and just hook on Matt's seat post for just the first mile or so. And
here's the thing about Jenna. Jenna knows that course like the back of her hand. And I've always thought, she's got this thing dialed. She knows where to punch it, where to hold the line. So, if you can keep Jenna in sight, that'll be half the battle. Then you just got to beat her at the line.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I imagine it'll definitely be a challenging race. Certainly looking forward to it. And, that's what makes that race so exciting is, you know, it always draws the toughest competition year in and year out, and it's a really good chance for all of us to kind of see how we stack up. So,
well, I'm hoping you save enough energy for the after party. Are you going to be able to make the after party?
I always make the after party. Come on.
It's the 45 North limo or helicopter. We'll drop her off at the red carpet.
Right in front of the sawmill there in downtown Sealy. Yep.
And then, who will you be wearing that evening? Chanel or... Oh, 45 North, of course. Right? Duh.
You got it. No, it'll be an awesome party. It is every year. It's put on a great deal there. And truly looking forward to it. It's kind of... For a lot of us, it's kind of the celebration of the end of the year. And, you know, we kind of look at Fat Bike Berkey as kind of the, you know, that finale of an awesome winter racing. So I'm really looking forward to the race on Saturday. And then, of course, being able to relax and have a few beers afterwards. So.
Cool. Right on.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
You've been an awesome guest.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
All right.
That's April Morgan.
There she is. And we're going to... Go ahead and take a break here, because that's what we do at this time in the show.
Indeed.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands, Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yeah, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycle.com.
We're back from a break. And on the horn, we've got a caller from Idaho. Who's on the line? Tell us what your name is, sir, and how do you do?
Chris Stewart. I'm doing good tonight. How are you guys?
Chris Stewart!
Sorry, our timing wasn't very good.
I knew it was coming.
What's up, Chris?
How are you, dude?
Hey, welcome to the radio program.
I want to know what your guys' predictions were for the men and the women for Fat Bike Berkey.
That's going to be a tough call.
That's a tough one.
Demands, we don't have Mr. Ned Overends this year, do we?
I'm going with Jordan Wakely.
Wow, really? That's bold.
I know.
I'm going to go with Jeff Hall.
Jeff Hall?
Yep, because he knows that course. He's been up there about 9,000 times.
The women's side,
that's about a five-way horse race.
I'm going Jenna Reinhart because she won the last 2 years. That's pretty easy to pick, you know.
We just talked to April. I'm going to go with April because she was a nice guest on the show. She was so nice.
Sven is just being like a weather vane.
Well, she was on the show.
Well, yeah.
Got to give her props.
It's true. I don't know. Where's Jenna Reinhart on the show? Nowhere.
Right.
Exactly. She's never been on the show. You know who's going to be on the show next week? Maybe Tim Berntsen.
Ooh, fresh from his ITI 350 win.
I know. Dude, he'll be back on the show. But right now, we have Chris Stewart. Chris, did you go to the U.S. Nats there in Ogden?
I did.
And did you race?
I raced the Open Elite category this year and got myself fifth place.
Whoa!
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you were on le podium. Did you see Tinker Juarez and who else was there?
And Mark Peterson's beard.
Travis Brown.
I did see the beard. I saw Tinker.
Nice.
Isn't that, I think this is pretty cool that guys like Ned and Tinker are tinkering around with fat bike racing. It's just really fun. I mean, I'm an old guy, and I remember those guys back when they were, the gods of mountain bike racing, and just fantastic.
I remember back in 92.
1902 back there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So,
Chris, are you a younger dude or an older dude? I don't,
I'm in middle age, 32, so.
That's young.
Yeah,
that's, son, that's young.
That's way,
son.
That's way younger than us. God, I wish I was 32 again.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Oh, dude.
So what did you think of the Nats there in Ogden? We got some preliminary reports and some nice photos, but what did you think of the event?
It was good. It definitely was bigger than last year. It was windy. It was a bluebird day, but, I mean, we're talking 20, 30-mile-an-hour wind, so it was definitely a tactical race.
Mm-hmm. I saw an echelon with Will Ross and like four other guys that they were just like, the wind is brutal.
Yep. I think I was in that photo actually.
Oh, right on. So you're photogenic and a star.
See, Sven saw a picture of Will Ross, like, but I saw a picture of Will Ross and you. Yeah. How's that for being a weather vane?
All right, polar bear.
On a gold chain.
Chris listens to the show. Yeah,
he's listener number like four.
he's the new listener. He's our other listener.
Right on.
So, Chris, have you heard of?
No, but I'm excited to for next year already, and head out to Grand Rapids, and then hopefully maybe even the Berkey next year.
Dude, we will see you there.
I think that not to put too fine a point on it, but Grand Rapids is going to kick ass for the Nats compared to Ogden.
Yeah, you know that big plateau surrounded by mountains in Ogden? We got a golf course in Grand Rapids that's going to kick that thing's ass.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
The view might be a little different, but slightly different. Yeah, I think the racing is going to be top-notch out there, for sure.
The air, Chris, is going to be, like, thick, like pudding to you.
Yeah, to be like, you're at, like, 1,200 feet, or no, you're even lower than that. You're, like, 700 feet above sea level in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, yeah, so.
So much.
Breathe in the air.
You're going to have, like, remember that time that you put the hairdryer turbocharger on your lawnmower and rode that around the block? It's going to be like that. Even if you don't remember that.
Did you do that? That was...
No.
You force-fed your lawnmower?
Who does?
Hey, hell's the matter with you, boy.
We don't have enough time. It's only an hour show. We really can't talk about what's wrong with me.
True that.
It'd take a long time.
All right. Hey, Chris. Awesome, mate. Congratulations on the fifth place there. That's...
Yeah, man.
That's a...
And thanks for pointing out all the disinformation that we're getting out of Ogden. From our normal sources.
Yeah,
I think maybe Al-Qaeda or ISIS has turned our source. So,
Damn those guys.
Insurgency in the Greater Salt. What do they call the great Salt Lake area?
Intensity in 10 cities.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Chris, could you introduce the next segment? It's the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Hey, this is Chris Stewart with the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Hey, this week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by Quiring Cycles. Scott Quiring is an award-winning frame builder who handcrafts fat bikes designed to run up to 5.6-inch tires for the maximum flotation exploration platform. Visit QuiringCycles.net to see the fattest rides on two wheels.
No, it's supposed to be fastest.
Fattest. Didn't I say fastest?
So click that link. Be whisked away to the Quiring Cycles website, and then go shopping, for God's sakes.
Hey, thanks to Chris Stewart for introducing this segment.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. So my latest oh my God, I'm talking over the guest again.
Oh my God. All right, call in anytime, Chris. We love to hear from you. Thanks.
See you, dude.
Thanks for putting it on, guys. This is awesome.
Can I have a beer, man?
So my latest harebrained scheme literally involves hair that's growing out of my skull.
The spring shearing of the beards.
Shear down to a quarter of an inch. And then we weigh the bounty of the beard harvest. And the person that guesses closest to the tenth of a gram, so that's like...
So we have to buy a $10,000 scale to weigh it? Maybe. To the tenth of the gram?
No. We just weigh it on the old park tool scale, dude.
No. Oh. Yeah. All right.
And they win everything in that prize package, which is, you know, a bunch of crap that.
Yeah, we're looking at a picture of it. You people should see this. And if you check the show notes out, I bet you could see what we're talking about.
Hey, JK, tell the folks. What the buzz?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Yeah. A set of SKS Germany Fatboard Fenders, an extra large Sweaty Yeti t-shirt, a 906 Polar Roll palm hat for closers, a Bontrager palm hat, decals, and a sample of electrolyte rich pickle juice.
Yeah, I just hatched this plan, so we've asked many of our industry amigos to pitch in with some prizes because, you know, this is all just stuff that I won or got in goodie bags. But just today, the Big Ride S, our friends at Specialized, going to send a couple of helmets. Bontrager sending some stuff. Frame Bikes is sending some stuff. And,
You're good at getting shit out of people.
Well, it's
especially this freaking pickle juice.
Yeah, that. They kept on sending me these news releases. I just thought, oh my God, this is like getting worse. This is a joke. This is like a for real section, pickle juice, right? So this is actually a supplying athletes since 2001 with neural inhibitors and 10 times more electrolytes. Hey, I like the idea of my neurons being inhibited.
I did notice there's no vodka in it, though.
Yeah, so we're doing shots of pickle juice.
I like to say.
Live on the radio. So the last time I'm like, fine, you were going to bug me with like the 10th email. I'll taste your pickle juice live on the radio show taped.
It's not just pickle juice. It's extra strength pickle juice.
Extra strength pickle juice. 100% natural, which means dick. It doesn't mean anything.
Natural flavors.
It tastes like sweat.
Oh, no.
Oh,
did you just try to slam the whole thing?
That is horrible.
It does kind
Yar.
Of. Okay, notwithstanding that there's actually no pickle juice in here.
That's part of the natural flavor.
It does have a semi-pickle juice.
Yeah, it's pickly flavor, but it's kind of like those hamburger pickles.
Speaking of hamburger pickles.
Yeah.
Travis is on the line.
Travis, I'm sending you some pickle juice. I'm sending you one of these little 2.5 fluid ounce McThingers, I got another present for you too, but this is a lifetime supply. You'll
never be in want of pickle juice.
I'm gonna put it in my Camelback.
Oh,
better than putting it in your Camel toe.
I'm actually thinking of drinking more of this. It was horrible.
Oh, I thought you choked because I made it funny. No, but
I choked because you made it funny, but then pickled you up the nose, and you know, this is not my kind of pickle.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
I like
it's a different kind of brine.
I like sweet baby gherkins myself.
I need some spices. A little more spicy.
What would Freud say about drinking shots of pickle juice?
Well, I'm just saying
it just
that
sounds like code.
That somebody thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah, like
I used to drink pickle juice.
Yeah, but that was real pickle juice.
Yeah, well, it's the same kind of.
And that was also a head trippy thing.
Did you think that this tasted good? Maybe they have to make it taste.
I think it does taste
pretty
good. I would like a little stronger.
I like you so sweatier.
I like the funk. I want the funk house pickles in the pickle juice.
So Travis is on the horn.
Fat ambassador.
What's up, guys?
To the Alaskan range.
He's been providing us with lots of information from the ITI-encrusted Alaskan racing scene.
I feel like Travis is, you know, a rare and beautiful orchid that is in full bloom, full fat bike bloom there.
Yes, it is full fat bike blooming season up here for sure. Yeah, it was an awesome weekend. The expo went really well. The ride, the big fat ride turnout was awesome, with 468 showing up, and went up on Sunday and caught the start of the ITI. Yeah, it has been awesomely busy, guys.
So I saw in the photos at the start there, they start right on Kinnick Lake, right?
Correct, right at the Kinnick Bar.
It looked like it was uh, It looked like there was ice, but maybe, I don't know, an inch or two of water on top of it. It looked kind of wet.
It was wet. Yeah. At the start, the lake was covered in wet ice. And basically, I don't think they were looking to see much snow until they got about 15, 30 miles up trail. Basically, once they kind of got around the Willow area, they started catching snow. And it might not even, it was probably more around the, 10 to 15 mile range before they started hitting snow. But it's been really warm. Yeah, I mean, they were, none of the guys even needed their heavy duty Arctic gear.
Yeah, man. And Tim won. Tim and Heather.
Tim.
Brave Sir Tim.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Person. So another fatback sweep, man. That Greg Mattis guy. He got it down.
Why do I keep drinking this pickle juice?
I'm not drinking the rest of mine. I put my foot down or my cap back on. Something. He's putting a gnome on top of it. That'll stop him.
No, that's just gonna break the gnome.
He put that up a gnome's butt. Yikes. So what else is going on, T-Bone?
Well, get working on my write up for you for the expo and the ride and the ITI kickoff. And next weekend, we're going to miss you, Gomez, the big fat bike festival in Homer.
Oh, and the Talkeetna Trio, too.
And yes, and the Talkeetna Trio.
Which is the real world championships, after all.
Right. Yeah, I was really sad to hear that they were both on the same weekend, and I'd already booked myself to the festival.
Oh, man, Homer's so
nothing
cool.
Nothing wrong with going to Homer for the festival. Yeah, this year we're riding from Anchor Point back to Homer, 16-mile beach ride. They're busting us all over and dropping us off at Anchor Point.
Yeah, they're busting you out there. It's like government busing, taking all of you up to integrate with the seals and the walrus and whatnot.
Do they have government cheese, too? Because I like me some government cheese.
Government cheese.
They better have some government cheese.
And then the after party at Alice's Champagne Palace.
Woo! Hell yeah. No finer place to get drunk in Homer.
Oh, my God. My wife's calling me.
Should we get her? Why doesn't she just call the show?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm recording the radio station. Hello?
Tell her to call 818-918-2453.
Once again, that's 818-918-2453.
She obviously doesn't listen to the show, does she?
I'm pretty sure she listened to one.
Travis, does your wife listen to the show?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she likes to listen to it. Typically, we'll throw it on Friday night, after work, long week, couple cocktails going. And that's pretty much a weekly routine, unless we're out Friday night. Yeah, nice. She likes to listen to it, for sure.
Both of you in a set of silk pajamas.
Yeah, I was amazed. I had several people come up to me at the expo and tell me that they love the weekly dose of fat. It was really cool.
Oh, well, that's pretty badass.
I'm not the only listener.
He said several, so now we have several listeners.
Wow.
Nice.
Dang.
Yeah. 4 or 5 different people told me that, they listen every week. It was awesome.
They're like, if it weren't for the guy from Alaska, we wouldn't even listen to that show.
I just opened up this crazy real ginger bite agave nectar ginger spectacular ginger ale. So yeah, it's a mouthful.
Can you say ginger more?
Ginger. So
speaking of gingers,
yeah, out of Brooklyn, New York.
I'm a ginger.
That's what I'm saying. I was just saying, speaking to gingers.
Really, Travis? You're a ginger?
A ginger?
Crimey.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen you.
A lot more gray now.
My beard used to be like fire red, and it is no longer that really cool color. Mm. I always had brown hair, but I had a red beard for a while. I don't know what the hell happened to it.
Huh.
Probably too much old in my beard.
Yeah, somebody commented on Instagram this week. Whoa, you're older than I thought you were. Like, thank you.
Yeah, but did they say you're cooler than I thought you were? Because
That
goes without saying.
No, but I've drank more pickle juice than they have, probably.
Oh, my God, I can't finish that. I'm going to finish it.
He's going to finish it.
Can we, I'm going to go get the bottle of vodka and just put a little
in there. Quitter. So,
Mike's already way done with this.
Oh, yeah.
You've been rubbing elbows with Fat Bike Royalty, where you had a Ray Molina sighting, right?
Yeah. Yes. Got to meet Ray.
That's fantastic.
Dude, I've never even seen a picture of the guy in my life. And I'm sitting at the back door of the expo Friday morning, helping people get their stuff inside. And, two guys walk up, and one of them is the shorter, little older guy, and he's walking in with what I at the time wasn't quite sure what the hell it was, old school fat bike. Okay. And I'm like, that's got to be Ray. And yeah, I walked up, introduced myself, and man, that dude is so cool. Super nice guy.
Nice.
And he loves to talk fat bikes.
Yeah, yeah, we mostly owe our fat bike so existence fun. To Ray in no small part.
Correct, correct. And that was one of the super, it was my favorite part of the expo. It closed out Saturday night with the round table with the pioneers, Mark Groomwald, Craig Medrid, Greg Mateus, John Evingson. It was awesome. Just sitting there listening to these guys talk about the evolution of the fat bike from the creators. It was super cool, man. Yeah, it was.
Did you ask
coolest
him,
thing ever.
Did you ask him what they thought of roadies getting involved in our fine sport?
Oh, no. No, I think if I'd asked that question, I'd have been strung from the rafters, man.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that. Yeah, like, you know, he's got a bad case of the Mondays. That sort of
thing. Yeah, Tim gave a talk.
No, keep on talking.
That was
we want you to
it
talk.
It was cool, man. The hearing Jay and Tracy and Tim Bernstein and Jeff Oley give talks about their experiences on the trail. Man, it was out of this world. It was you guys got to make it up next year.
It's on the bucket list for sure.
Sven's afraid to go.
Yeah. I'm not. I just can't leave the family, or they'll yell at me too loudly. I'll hear them up there. They'll be like, "Where the hell are you?"
I'm not afraid to go.
Not Gomez isn't afraid to go.
But that's, you know, we have you now, Travis. You are our fat ambassador to Alaska and the Brooks Range and Wasilla and everywhere. And Valdez, which apparently is on the ocean, and I didn't know that. Yeah.
It is. Valdez is awesome. Super beautiful place. One of my favorite spots in Alaska. And I got to meet Lee at the expo this weekend. She was telling me all about her event. And that's going to be hairball, man. That mountain, that downhill thing, that I can't imagine anybody doing that without full face and full body armor kind of stuff.
Wow.
Sounds fun.
Did Lee say anything? Did Lee mention me?
He did.
I'm just kidding. So, yeah.
Hey, JK, do we have our taco order in yet?
I don't believe so.
Is there a Denver number calling in? Should we text Agent Colin?
Agent Colin.
The taco avatar is not in place.
Can you put our taco order in? Call up Z and tell him to make some chicken tacos, damn it. You know, the pub we stop at right after the show stops serving tacos at 9, so we got to get our taco order in. Stat.
Bet. I can't do two things at once, so I might not talk for a little while.
That's okay. Travis will talk.
What's the order?
I have two chicken tacos or whatever Dave feels like making.
So, Sven is actually our Instagram takeover. It's not much of a takeover since he's always able to post on there.
So, not that he does at all much.
That's before we gave you this special designation and you visited a fascinating place like the Fat Bike Berkey with literally 999 other fat bikers to shoot pictures of, encouraged to do stupid things.
This makes it better. I get to encourage them to do stupid things.
You could bring along a handful of those magic beans
or
fatbike.com. like stickers or buttons and be like, you know, do something stupid and you get one of these.
Yeah, I have a new purpose in life.
Boom.
Make people do stupid shit.
Boom.
We had our we had an open house down there at the Schlick Cycles thing the other day and did a stupid skid mark contest thing right in the hallway here at the old building.
Yeah. Was that fun?
It was.
Nice. When do I get to ride that trike again? Have you like
we have not strengthened and fired it yet.
We've been to crap.
It's a Schwinn trike that we made into a fat bike thing. It's really cool looking, but apparently they use subpar aluminum in their frame to the area.
Yeah, we bent the crap out of that thing.
It's bent back now.
Yeah. Nice. Cold forging.
Oh, my God. Maybe it should have been heat treated a little bit longer. I don't know.
Yeah, so Sven's taking over the old Instagram.
All right.
You can click.
I'll endeavor to put pictures of my food and maybe the tire of my car, stuff like that.
Doesn't have to be anything that exciting.
Oh,
but it should have something to do with fat bikes. Maybe
my car took me up there in fat bike. I gotta eat food and
to fuel you to ride your
fuel
fat bike.
I got an electric fat bike now. I don't need that fuel crap.
I thought it was only pedal assist.
Oh, that thing was awesome on the beach. I took it out to the beach last Sunday when it was like 78 degrees out or whatever it was here, and you can go 20 miles an hour on the beach, which I'll tell you what, it's way different than going normally we go about 8, 9, 10 miles an hour. Right. This is a much different animal because you can make like cool sounds when you're doing it. You're like, because the motor doesn't make any noise and it's just quiet.
So you're making those noises.
So I just said you. I said you can, but I meant I can.
But when you say you, it means me.
No. So you don't make those noises. It goes like this.
The show has devolved into fart noises.
It's not a fart noise. It's a.
I think that perhaps we should maybe go into the skip the special segment.
What special segment?
And we there's no Denver Dope Report. So
because Colin's probably sampling this week's yield.
Yeah, he said he had a chest cold, so you might not be able to call in.
Is there an Anchorage Dope
Report? We should have like a Seattle Dope Report. We should have a or maybe
what anywhere where it's legal.
Exactly, because we don't do the illegal things. We're just happy for all those folks in Colorado,
right?
Et cetera. Oh dear Lord! Now, what is it? Hey, Tim Burtson's going to be on the show next week. That was a text that just came through.
Right on.
And Colin just, dude, I feel like total shit. I'm nearly asleep already. I'll have to call next week. Sorry.
I think we can expect this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
All right, Travis.
Till we get rid of all our pesky listeners and sponsors.
Well, I don't know. The wellness clinics, they make pretty good money. Maybe they should start sponsoring this.
I have to talk to Colin. I'm like, you know, come on.
Wellness clinic.
It's a wellness center.
Clinic, center, whatever.
Whatever.
All right, Travis, we're going to wrap this bad Oscar up and get the hell out of here.
Hey, Travis, our show this evening.
Man. You guys have a good night.
Our show this evening. Hey, Travis. Hey.
Hey,
Travis. Our show this evening has been brought to you by the parts, bikes, and chaos of those guys at Surly and the gals up at Surly, the helpful, friendly, amiable folks of Surly Bicycles.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Hey, call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message, as long as your name is not Dave Lunds.
Join us next week when we have ITI Facebooking Champion of the World, Tim Burnson.
That's going to be
our special guest.
Fantastical. He's been on the show before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is Travis.
I've gone riding with Tim a couple of times.
Hey, Travis, say bye.
Later, dude.
All right. And we are out of here as well.
Adios, amigos.
Till then.
you've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat, find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.